The importance performance framework should be used to improve the effectiveness of marketing programs or indeed any other business initiative. The framework was proposed by John Martilla and John James, and it uses attributes which are measured to find out the importance of different aspects of service and how well they are performed. The framework is especially useful in assessing customer satisfaction. Various elements of customer service are rated in terms of importance and satisfaction and analysed in a grid which shows where to improve the performance. In a customer satisfaction survey, various factors are chosen which are considered important to a company's business success. These may be determined by qualitative research with customers, by the management of the company, or they may be regular attributes that are used in a customer satisfaction tracking survey. Once the attributes have been chosen, a questionnaire is developed using a scale which would ask the importance of each. In the framework from Martilla and James, the customers were asked to state the importance of attributes using a 5-point Likert scale. This is a verbal scale ranging from not at all important through to extremely important. Having established the importance of different attributes using measurements of this kind, respondents were then asked their satisfaction with the performance of the company on each. Again, a 5-point scale was used. The data are plotted on a grid which shows which attributes need attention because they are important but have low performance. The grid indicates actions that are needed for the different attributes. Some will be a high priority and need concentrated effort, while others can be set aside for a watchful eye. Martilla and James wrote a paper in the Journal of Marketing called Importance Performance Analysis. It was based on a study for a car dealer that attempted to find out how it could improve the loyalty of its service department customers. 14 attributes were measured to find out the importance of different aspects of service and how well the dealer performed on each. The results were analysed in a grid which showed where to improve performance. There's no rigidity about the 14 attributes. In customer satisfaction surveys, attributes are used that are relevant to a particular company. The importance performance framework has a lot of similarities to the ServQual model that's similarly designed to find out the match between a company's service performance and customers' expectations. In their paper in the Journal of Marketing, Martilla and James listed these 14 attributes. I'll read some out from the list, not all of them. The first one was a job done right for the first time. They asked the importance and satisfaction with fast action on complaints, on prompt warranty work, able to do any job needed, service available when needed, courteous and friendly service, car ready when promised, perform on, you get the idea. The measurements from the survey showed clearly two attributes that were important and which needed improvement, and these were job done right the first time and fast action on complaints. So both of those were important, but there was some improvement needed. A number of attributes proved to be important, and also where the dealership performed well, but because they were important to customers, a clear action point was to keep up the good work. And also, since they proved to be strengths of the company, they could be used in building a differentiated brand, one that could be trusted and friendly to deal with because they were the strengths. So here are some things to think about in importance and performance analysis. What are the attributes that are considered important to your customers when they decide to do business with you or your competitors? What is the average score, the mean score of importance, and the mean score of performance on these attributes? And when plotted on an importance performance grid, where do the attributes fall and what actions do they suggest? How do these measures vary between loyal customers and not so loyal customers? How do they vary between different segments of your customers? What strategies are needed to bring the not so loyal customers closer on board?